The story of how I met Mr. Whispers began last year, on a night like many others. My girlfriend and I had returned home from a work party, tired of socializing, with only one goal in mind: pour ourselves a couple of glasses of wine and just go crazy on each other. If you've ever been in the honeymoon phase with someone, I'm sure you know the feeling. Once we got in my house, though, I noticed something slightly different than I remembered it. The clock in the living room was oddly stopped at 3:33. I have always been pretty aware of the time, and that would have had to been like that for hours. So I was definitely a bit weirded out. I mean, it was possible I just hadn't noticed before. So we sat down, opened a bottle of wine, and started immediately kissing. Before things started getting too heavy, Christine got up to go to the bathroom, and when she came back, she looked mildly disturbed. I asked her what was wrong, and she just said nothing, while grabbing the bottle of wine to pour herself a glass. She turned the TV on, and after that didn't seem to be in the mood too much anymore. Halfway through my second glass of wine, I was out like a light. I woke up a couple hours later on the couch, in that sort of confused daze you're in when you wake up outside your bedroom and for a second don't really know where you are. Once I did realize what was going on, I got up to get a glass of water before going back to bed. Opening the cabinet, I grabbed a mason jar and went to the fridge to pour myself some water. I then heard a voice whisper from behind me, "Car crash." I turned around, dropping the glass and shattering it on the floor. I admit I was really freaked out and looked around the kitchen, but in my groggy state, it was easy to write off as possibly just being in my head. I laid down next to Christine and wrapped my arms around her, drifting off to sleep. The next morning, I woke up to the smell of pancakes coming from the kitchen. I walked into the room and gave Christine a hug, seeing that she had the band-aids out on the counter. I asked if she was all right, and she said she'd cut her toe because there was glass on the floor. I apologized profusely and told her it must have been me from the night before when I dropped the glass. But when I told her why I had dropped it, she immediately tensed up. Her eyes widened and she asked me exactly what I'd heard. Sounded like the words "car crash," I think. I don't know, I was pretty tired. "Why do you ask?" I questioned, a bit nervous myself. "After we got back last night and I went to the bathroom, I thought I heard someone whisper the word suicide," she replied. We both stood there looking at each other in silence, wondering if this was something we could call the police for. Running through the possibilities in my head, it didn't seem like something we could really do yet. I checked the entire house thoroughly, twice over, and it was obvious that no one was in there. I thought maybe the whole thing was just a coincidence. I mean, we could have both mistakenly thought a random noise was a whisper, I guess. And we both had this sort of dark sense of humor to us, so I could see us interpreting a random noise as a method of dying, honestly. Maybe it just showed how alike we really were. So I pushed it out of my mind and kissed Christine goodbye, then headed off to work. I was definitely much more careful on the road, though, and as soon as I got to work, I texted Christine to make sure that she was okay. Once she responded yes, I pretty much forgot about the entire thing. We weren't planning to hang out that night, because Christine was supposed to go out with some of her girlfriends. So I told her to call me around midnight when she got home, just so I knew that she was alright. I sat up all night just watching movies to distract myself, not really thinking about her. And before I knew it, midnight came. But there was no call from Christine yet. Then 12:30 came, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I tried texting one of the friends she was with, but got no response. At that point, I started to really get worried and decided to call the police. I told them about the situation, and they said that they would see what they could do and give me a call back if they found out anything. Then at around 4 a.m., I got a response from them. They had been called to the scene of a car that had crashed into a tree, with two women fitting the age and description of Christine and her friend. I was horrified. They then asked me if I'd be able to come to the station and try to identify the body, because it was in very bad shape. Once I finally saw her, my stomach dropped. It was the most horrific thing I have ever seen. Her jawbone had been broken and her forehead completely crushed in. The feeling of seeing something like that is truly surreal. A human you loved dearly, reduced to merely bulges of flesh and bone, is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I positively identified the body for the coroner, recognizing the hummingbird tattoo on her wrist, which was the only way I had total assurance that it was her. Then on my way out, I told a police officer there about how I thought someone had broken into my house and changed the clock to 3:33, and also thought they had been hiding somewhere and whispering weird things to us. The cops seemed hesitant to believe it was connected in any way to what happened to Christine, but they said they'd check into it. I then heard one of the officers in the exam room ask the coroner what the time of death was. To my horror, he said 3:33 a.m. The entire way home, I thought about that. How could it be possible? That is way too much of a coincidence. I really began to believe at that point that what was going on was definitely more in the realm of the supernatural. I got on my laptop and began scouring the internet for any information I could find about mysterious, unexplained whispers before death. For a while I found nothing, but then eventually came across a website dedicated to an entity known as Mr. Whispers. He is described as a horrifically ugly little man, who generally wears a cloak of some sort and walks with a hunchback. He is said to tell you about how your romantic partner will die. And if you have the great misfortune of hearing him, then his words will always come to pass. And soon. The site talked about how the legend of Mr. Whispers goes back thousands of years. Since early tribal cultures, he's always said to appear at the cusp of a budding young relationship and feeds off the destruction he creates by tearing it apart. Later that night, I received a knock at the door. Curious, I looked out the window and saw a gigantic police officer. I let him in and he said he was there to follow up on my lead about Christine, but he seemed a little abrupt with me. I walked him around the house while he took pictures and notes, but of course we didn't find anything out of the norm. I mean, that was probably my fifth time checking the place that day. Then he started asking me if Christine and I had been fighting at all recently. Offended by the question, I asked why he'd say that, and he told me that it was suspicious how I knew the exact time of Christine's death before it was ever released to anyone. My stomach sank. I refused to answer any more questions without a lawyer present and asked if the officer needed anything else from me. He promptly left, but said he would be in touch. Panicking, I turned and walked back to the kitchen. I paced back and forth, my mind racing a million miles a minute with all the terrible possibilities of what could happen. Then, suddenly, I heard the whisper again. Only this time it wasn't talking, it was laughing, mocking me in my agony. First it came from the kitchen, then the hallway and my bedroom. No matter where I went, I couldn't get away from it. I begged for it to stop, or at least tell me what it wanted from me, but it just kept laughing and laughing. I fell to the ground and wept as a power surge blew out the lights in my house. Sitting there in complete darkness on the floor, I felt the feeling of a thick rope being placed into my hand. I gazed up and looked upon a small hooded man standing over me, his breathing heavy and excited. I turned toward my hand and saw that the rope had been tied into a noose. At that point, I knew what he wanted from me, and I was not going to give it to him. I lunged forward, missing him somehow, then saw him disappear around a corner. I heard the sound of him giggling, slowly echo and fade away. It has been months now, and all that used to bring me joy in life is over. I lost my job and my friends because of the allegations against me. The cops say they don't yet know my methods, but that they are definitely going to try to pin me for murder. I lost everything when Christine died. I ponder the sweet release of death pretty much every day now. I just don't see the point in continuing to go on like this. I hung the noose Mr. Whispers gave me from a metal frame in the ceiling, and I intend to use it. Before I leave, I want to impart on you one message. Cherish those you love in your life. In a moment, they could all be gone. Mr. Whispers could always be right around the corner.